Praise the name of the Lord. You are a young person, you are a youth in this place, you have strength, you have power, you've got time in your hands. Rise up on your feet and shout! Don't sit down yet, oh. Pastor, they are not doing what you said they should do. You said, let me recap. He said, you've got time. Aren't you lucky? Pastor clocked 50. I will clock 50 soon. When we were coming, I was telling my husband, I said, I'm missing my mom. If I tell you I'm missing my mom, you look at me and say, you have a child that should miss you. Why are you missing your mom? And I was missing my mom this morning. You have a mom or you have a dad. You have somebody you can succumb. Rise up on your feet and shout hallelujah. Do you know what I mean by you have somebody that you can succumb? You need credit on your phone. Mommy, please send me some hair time. You know what I'm talking about. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's have our seat in his wonderful presence this morning. Hallelujah. I don't know whether we are still observing our COVID-19 protocol, but can you give somebody beside you an elbow? If you can't give them a high five, give them a high elbow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to welcome each and every one of us. I want to apologize to pastors on our behalf for coming late. We are forgiving, but don't do it again. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Pastor is not on seat. I want to appreciate him in absentia and mommy and pastor for blessing us. God bless you. And people of God, I want you to celebrate my husband and thank him for coming with me all the way from Ado Ekiti, where Jesus resides. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, dear. God bless you. Thank you for the sacrifice. Amen. Praise God. Is your head swelling? I don't know. Don't let it swell too much anyway. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Before we pray this morning, I think I have, there's a timer. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate Pastor Sholauki. I actually maneuvered the first ministration towards your side. And as you were ministering, I said, that is setting a high standard for me. What am I going to do now? You know how it is when you have a presentation. You have a project defense, you know, and several of you are writing the project together and you stand. And one person is just speaking as if you are just eating hot pounded yam or hot yam. And say, as I was saying, and you... You know you are from Iropora Ekiti, you know, not too far from Ado there. And you are saying, oh my goodness, he has collected all the mark. God, let him just leave me 40 marks. Let my people go. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But I believe that God is going to bless each and every one of us today in Jesus' name. Let's bow down our heads to pray again. Father, we thank you because you've gathered us together by your own power. And we ask, oh God, that you will do what you want to do. You will take preeminence. You will touch us like never before. Again, you will bless our lives. You have laid the foundation. By your spirit, you will build on it. And your name alone will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. How many of us have our writing pads and pen? Can you raise it up? Amen. Praise God. Wow, that's encouraging. That's something we say over and over in our church. Elderly people are taking notepads and jotting so that we can make reference. All the message pastor has preached now, even if it is not going to be for me personally, sir, I know there is no copying spirit in the kingdom of God. I will preach your message. Praise the name of the Lord. I have noted everything you said, and I know my husband does that too. I learned that a lot from my husband as well. Amen. I want to encourage us, anytime the word of God is being spoken, like my pastor used to say, listen to what is being spoken and what is not being spoken. There is a lot of things that are undertone. You listen to them. Then it's not only what I jot. So there's something my husband usually does. If you pick his Bible, you begin to see ST, sermon topic. So in one sermon, he may develop 10 other sermons. There are several things you could learn when you jot. It's always a reference point. If you can go for lectures in your, in your departments, in your school, in your university, you jot because you have an exam. But there is something they call exam of life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I like it when I talk and you talk back, you know, you answer me. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Or is there a rule that says don't talk? I didn't see. Is there any class captain that is catching noisemakers? No. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want to encourage us to always put something down. If not exactly what the minister of God is saying, something that God has told you about what that person has said. Underline it. Note it down. There's nothing as big as having a rhema yourself. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You hear what I have said, then it's like the Holy Spirit says, did you hear that? That was what? That was why? This will, you begin to write it down. My pen is like, you know, my tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. You begin to write it down. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Juliana, the Lord bless you. Amen. God bless you real good. Elias, God bless you real good. Those who are powerful. So this morning, I'm just going to lay a foundation and start, not a foundation again, build upon the foundation that Pastor has laid and start from where he stopped. The glory of the sons and daughters of Zion. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's what I just want to start from 1 Corinthians. Please, when am I supposed? Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. That's where we're going to start from this afternoon. 1 Corinthians, I believe God to give me utterance and to say exactly what he wants you to hear. Amen. 1 Corinthians, is anybody there? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 2. You see, let me just lay a brief foundation. Every child of God has been called in a two-way call. Pastor has established what your glory is, what our glory is as a young man. Sometimes I look back and I wish I had known some of the things I know now. I would have run with more vigor. I would have done more things. I would have told more people. I would have seen more things. But as it is with all of us that are getting old, we all wish that we are able to do more. But then the strength and the vigor and the time and the power is not there. When I was single, you know, I would go to church. I can decide to get to church by 6 and close by 6. Actually, what I used to do then in Elisha, I don't want to mention the name of the church, is that I would get to church very early, clean the chair. I was a worship leader. I was in the choir. Clean the chair, mop the floor, do what I can do, and stay long after the service ends to prepare meal for my pastor and all the pastors in the house, because that time my pastor was not married. I assist. I go to the market. By the time I'm going home, it's around 5. I don't even sit to eat with them. I carry my food along. So when I got married, you know, when you are single, you can attend all meetings. But when I got married, you know, and your baby is crying all through the night, and you get very tired, or you are pregnant, and before you know what usually pleases it before, what you really want to eat before, you just throw up at it. You know, things get out of hand. As you get older, it's as if the time reduces. Amen. And that is why we need to know what we are doing now, so that we not waste time. So I said every child of God has been called to a two-way call. Number one, a call to be holy. And that's why I said I am starting from where Pastor stopped. A call to be holy. That's one of the calls that we have. You see, we are not just an ordinary person. Pastor has established that we are not talking about people walking on the street. We are talking about children of God, daughters of Zion, sons of Zion, that are supposed to be aligned with God, that are supposed to have come out of the womb of God. And the Yorubas will say, Nibinilan, Jo. It is the person that gives back to you that you resemble. Otherwise, they call you what? A bastard. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:2. Are we there? To God's church at Corinth, to those who are what? Sanctified in Christ Jesus and called as saints, with all those in every place who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, theirs and ours. So I said our first call is a call to what? Is a call to what? A call to holiness. Nowadays, what we see in churches, those who come to churches, those who call themselves Christians, they are wearing Christianity as if they are wearing ashwebi. Hello? You are coming as if you are coming for an event. and not a program and not a service. But the first call you have as a child of God is a call to holiness. And when I'm talking about a call to holiness, I'm talking about a call to live a holy life. One, a call to walk in a holy way. Two, and a call to think holy. There are differences. Do you want to ask me what are the differences? You know, there is a way we interpret things. You say, I am holy. Yes, maybe your holiness is like, I don't sin. I don't fornicate. Somebody said recently that those who are virgins, those who have kept themselves, that we have a way. Do you know that you can be proud of your humility? I don't know what you English people call that. You can be proud that you are humble. You can be proud that you are, no. We are holy. We are not like you. Yes, it is. Maybe it's humility. We are not like you. God has set us apart. For instance, as I was coming in and mommy was leading me in, I said, and they said, please take my Bible. Please clean that chair. It's not clean enough. You know, you can be so proud of your holiness. I am not talking of you just called to be holy. I said, I am holy. Recently, I was telling my husband, was it yesterday night? I told him, I said, I don't understand what Christianity is getting to nowadays. There are just some things that you know God will not like. There are just some things that you know is not just right. But now we have painted everything. We have given it a name. We have given it an heading. He said, I'm smart. When you do some things and you tell, no, that guy is not worthy of being promoted. If you know what I do, and you go to visit him in his house and give him something, he said, it's smartness, it's wisdom. I asked in a meeting where I was preaching, I said, what is it like? You get to a supermarket and they're all lined up to pay for what they have bought. And suddenly, you say, please, and you go to the front. And they are saying, come back. And I asked, what is that? What can we classify that? And one man said, it is favor. Yes. He's a worker in the job. Maybe a minister. He said, God favored me. I said, God favored you. All the people that got there before you. It was not that you took excuse. You know how you do it now. You just maneuvered your way and stay in the front. And anybody in the back is shouting, say, it is favor. And you leave the Holy Spirit, thank you for favoring me this morning. Our call is not to holiness with our mouths. It's not in the holiness of your scarf. It is not in the holiness of the mountain that you go to or the kind of prayers that you pray. You know, some of us, this is how we pray. Say, God, I need something. Do it as if we are talking to a magician. Do it. Sometimes I wonder, those who go to mountains, sorry, I have no problem with mountain. The way you shout, as if somebody told me, she said, I have prayed and God is not hearing me. Please help me to tell him. Maybe he will listen to you. Praise the name of the Lord. So we have been called, according to 1 Peter 1, 14 to 16, to live a holy life. Can we quickly read that? Can somebody read from the congregation, please? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 to 16. Yes, somebody in the congregation, please. Yes, ma'am. Go on, ma'am, 14 to 16. Oh, okay. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Verse 16. God bless you, sister. Yes, verse 16, projector. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Well, we are talking of holiness that has to do. Forget about the holiness. Those who are in this particular church, they are the ones that are holy. God is calling you to be like him. That is just the long and short of the matter. Be ye holy, for I am holy. What does it mean? What you have not seen me do, don't do it. What I will not say, don't say it. Where I will not go, don't go there. And if I'm going to start from where daddy stopped, it's like saying that if I cannot read that book, then you have no business reading it. If I cannot watch that film, even if there's nobody there, you have no business watching it. Why? Because there is something upon you that is going to be lost. You are going to lose your sonship.
Thank God for what Julina said in the spoken word. You are going to lose something. Something is going to get out of you. Something is going to get removed from your system, from your spiritual life, from your physical life. Something definitely, you know, what happens when something gets into a computer? It becomes corrupt. Is that not it? And you begin to look for ways of cleaning it. We were watching, you know, there's a TV program that I and my husband usually watch. And yesterday we were commenting. We said, anybody that watch this thing, we feel as if what they're doing is right. A lady sleeps with her boss, sleeps with the broke up, sleeps with the brother of the boss. They broke up. Now the brother and the two brothers are friends. Now you are marrying the first one. How do you look at one another? But because we all watch it, because it's a popular program on TV, unconsciously, that will stick in the head of somebody. That is the norm. Everybody does it. Ayenshe. Is that not? That's the slang. Ayenshe right now. It's no big deal. Everybody does it. Because everybody does it. It's not. Huh? It's not what? So God is saying, be like me in your life, in your conduct, in your mind. Whatever is pure, whatever is holy, Philippians 4:8, can we have it? Whatever is of good report, if there is any praise, think on those things. I discovered that one of the problems we have mostly as youth is in the area of our thoughts. We begin to think, and the more we think, remember we're talking about be ye holy, the two-way requirement that God wants from us, our holiness. We begin to think, and as you think about it, you manifest it. Permit me to say, I'm sure you know about this particular lady. God bless you, Juliana. You will not fall prey in Jesus' name. There is a girl, there's a popular girl that is on, Instagram, on Twitter. She does spoken words too. Beautiful. Does things beautifully. But you see, her thought life runs riots. She claims herself to be a child of God. She says some things about being a child of God. But in her head, a lot of things runs there. And once they begin to run there, she falls into depression. And while she was posting one of these things that run through her mind, she was posting it, and people discovered that she was planning to commit suicide. Before they could begin to call her, how many of you read the story? Hey, nobody. Before they could begin to call her and say, because a lot of people were her followers, before they could begin to call her, she had committed suicide. And one of the messages, they thought they were just spoken words. They thought they were just poems. She wrote there, tell my father I am sorry I disappointed him. Tell my mother that I am sorry. I am not the child. You know how you construct all those nice lines? And people, you know, first thought that it was just being, you know, poetic. Before they knew what was happening, she committed suicide. It all starts from your thoughts. And immediately you allow it to sink in, then you are corrupted. God has called us to be holy. Praise the name of the Lord. I looked into, you know, holiness does not only mean the absence of sin. It also means staying, doing what you are supposed to do when you are supposed to do it as regards God. Praise the name of the Lord. And if we're going to look at sin, I just looked up the definition of sin after a very long time in the dictionary. And it says, any thought, any word, any act considered immoral, selfish, shameful, and harmful is a sin. So I did not commit fornication, so I'm not a sinner. There are a lot of things that you are doing as well. Any word, any thought that does not joy your Baba, that does not resemble that of the Father that gave birth to you, I'm talking about God, is sin unto God. Number two, I said there are two calls. The second call that God has upon us is a call to be a carrier of his glory. A call to be what? I didn't hear you loud and clear. A call to be what? A call to be a carrier of his glory. Amen. And we are talking of his glory. We are talking of his beauty. Psalm 90 verse 17 says, let the beauty or let the glory of our God be what? Be upon us. And we are not only carriers. We bask in the glory. Such that, like the spoken word went on, you bask in the glory. So that by the time you leave his presence, people know that you have been with God. If your life is not like that, I wonder at times when students say their lecturers are you know, assaulting them. How did you present yourself? How did you live your life? How did you walk? You know, we had a very sad story of a lady, you know, that we never thought she could do what she did. The lecturer finished lecturing and just left his lecture note on the table and saw her. Of course, he had been hiring her. And saw her and said, okay, let me carry my lecture note to the car. And she did. She carried faithfully to the car. And from there, you know, the man was asking questions. Ah, which direction are you going? I'm going that direction. And she entered into his vehicle. And they went that direction. And you can imagine the kind of conversation. Okay, this one thing led to the other. By the time she knew what was happening, you know, she now told her, I'm even having problem with my accommodation. And the lecturer was like, we help you with the accommodation. No problem. My parents have not even sent me. We give you. That particular course, I'm not doing it well. I know the lecturer very well. Once I see the lecturer, you are past the course. And that was her own downfall. And she went with it like that. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand what I am trying to say? We are called to be carriers of the glory such that even when they see you, they see that there is something different about your life. Not only in the way you look, in the way you behave, in the way you talk, in the way you live, and the people you interact with, you carry the glory of God. If you are not carrying that glory, you are none of his. Something is definitely wrong with your life. If I cannot see you and meet with you and relate with you and something, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, then I know that something is definitely wrong with your life. I was speaking with a man of God recently and he told me, you know, some things that are happening out there in churches. I shook my head. Churches, we are... The man of God, you know, like we came now, they will settle the man of God with a sister in the church. She's the one that will welcome him. And they will not choose the lepa sisters. They will settle the one that has a good future and a good back view. If you know what I'm talking about. So, and she will be the one, man of God, man of God this, man of God that. And he said something funny too. He said it has gotten to a state that he got into a church and sat at the back in the congregation. And the man of God that invited him said, no. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to enter and they will know that somebody has entered. Your perfume. He said in the house of that guy on his table, the perfume, the makeup, the a man. Everything said you should enter and people should come in front of you and some people at your back so they will know that a man of God has arrived. That is not the glory I'm talking about. You can have all the externals and be nothing inside. Your hair can be so cut and it will set that you yourself, you have been set up by the devil. You can be wearing your high heels that is so high, but you are not set high above all the kingdoms of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. So what do? We bask in the glory. We behold the glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We behold the glory. And how do you behold the glory? You stay in the presence. That's what the Bible. Can we have 2 Corinthians 3:18, please? 2 Corinthians 3:18. Thank you. For we all with open face doing what? Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, what happens to us? We are changed in the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are still talking about the glory of sons and daughters of Zion. We are supposed to be an express image. We are supposed to follow in the express image of our Father, to carry the glory that God bears, not the kind of glory that can put on and put off later, like some people do. In church, you are holy. At home, you are not something to be reckoned with at all. You are Yamatanga, Makon. They take your water and you are, who took my water? Who took the pail I left here? Who took this that I left here? And they will hear a word in their life. Praise the name of the Lord. The glory of God does something to us. That glory that we carry, that glory we are supposed to go with, it does something to us. It commands us to be transformed, translated. I'm sure we all know about how the caterpillar, what is the stage now? The butterfly. Yes. Have you ever seen a caterpillar, a full-grown caterpillar that turns back to be, a full-grown butterfly that turns back to be a caterpillar? Has it ever happened? No. So what happens to us as we behold the glory of God, as we carry the glory of God, as we go about the glory of God, is that we become transformed. We move from one level of glory to the other. And that is why as children of God, as saints in the Lord, we need to know that we are different from the world. We carry something that the world does not have. You don't owe anybody any apology for being who you are. You are carrying the glory of God. You are the glory of God personified. God is not here physically on earth. You walk like him. Everywhere you get to, they know that God has come. Praise God. Amen. So envying people, looking at the world, because we see that that is the norm now. Now the church wants to look like the world. It's supposed to be the world looking at the church. It's supposed to be the world envying the church. It's supposed to be the world envying the peace that we have. But what do we have now? We see the church wanting to be like the world. You ask people of God in the church. You ask sons and daughters of Zion in the church. They say, who is your role model? And they begin to tell you. They tell you what? Eh? No, I will not crucify you. Say it. They begin to mention them. You see the girls, because they have watched a lot of Telemundo. They have watched a lot of what again? Korean films. They are model. They scream at the sound of the names of some people. But when you call the name of Jesus, they don't scream. Oh. They don't scream. But tell them, December, last year, December, it was a tug of war in Adoekiti. The same time people were having Christian program, musical cantatas. That was when all these popular artists decided to come to town. And lo and behold, tell me which one will be more populated. And these are members of our choir. These are people in the drama. These are people that are workers in the church. But you won't see them. Christianity is not boring. It is a way of life. It is the way to life. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is what we need to understand. We didn't have a car, I and my husband, before we had children, we didn't have a car. And we would look at other people and say, our Father, we believe God for a car. And now we had children and they were grown up, they were in primary school. And one day my daughter was craving that she wanted to ride Okada. Hello? We will come with a car to carry them in the school. She will be envying her friends who are biking, who are taking Okada to go home. Until one day, we called a bike man. I put her on, if you see the way she was happy. But if she knows the kind of accidents that happen on Okada, she will not try it. That is what we do as Christians. We are living in plenty. We carry his glory. Instead of moving with what we have, we are busy envying what the world has. We are busy envying what the devil has. We are busy envying what all these artists can get us. It's like having a bowl. Adetoye prepares for you a bowl of steaming rice. Hello? You know the kind of rice that they kupati jollof. You get what I'm saying? Are you smelling it already? Party jollof with fried chicken and very cold Hollandia yogurt. Mommy, these children are hungry. And she sets it before you and says, this is the table set, just devour. If you want more, ask. And you begin to ask me. That is just sitting in front of her. Please, mommy, can I have gari and kuli kuli? You know there is something seriously wrong with you if you do that. In fact, you will need deliverance. And as a matter of fact, some of us do need deliverance. Because God offers us his glory. FOC. Just ask and receive. Just be there. I'm not charging you anything. Walk as king, yet we choose to walk as slaves. You are a commander, yet you are a messenger. You are supposed to command. I love something somebody said. We are supposed to create the trend in the world. We decide what goes on in the fashion world. We decide what, but no, it is what we see that we now copy. We have become copycats. The Lord will have mercy on us in Jesus' name. May we not lose our glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we need to realize that the glory that God has given us should not be traded with. Amen. We shouldn't trade with it. I have something here I want to read to us. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. Can we have it up there, please? You see, God did not create us to have an experience. Like we do have a good experience. One of the reasons why we are having music, especially, where the devil is really, really, really attacking us via music, is because we have chosen to be like them and we have not created our own. How many of us are aware of the Upper Room program that Dunsin Oyekan does? How many of us know about the Maverick, the maybe Upper Chambers or so? I heard a song from them this morning, you know, and they invited Chandelier Moore, and I was like, oh my God, this is good. When my son was coming up, you know, something that I used to do in secondary school, you know now, P Square, they no longer rain now. Abby, are they still raining? You will know now, tell me. In those days, you know, because of school influence, our firstborn, everything he had, he was like, I want to be like them. I want to behave like them. I want to look like them. So there was this MP3 that he had. Anytime we are going, you know, he was going to wait for the bus. You know, he would just be singing this. Ah, and I was concerned. I told my sister, I said, this boy, what do I do with him? Because in actual fact, all the song they sing, where we go to that time, was Patewo, you know. Glory be to God in the eye. Your hand, tutu. All his mercies endure. I will sing all the mercies. And it was no longer appealing to him. So he decided to buy over everything that they had to offer in the world. And my sister told me something that she said, if you want to take that from him, give him something better. So I went to research. That was why I got acquainted with all these, you know, songs. I went to research Christian songs that were sound, that contained the message, not the one that we don't No. The ones that contained the message. And I got some of it. And I put it, so when he's going, he's singing it. Before long, he became addicted. He will be hearing the correct music sound, the correct beat he wants to hear, at the same time, the correct word. What you are looking for in the world is here in the church. What we are chasing for all about is all supplied. Thank God, your needs will be supplied. Everything is here. Everything is ready. Everything is available. Praise the name of the Lord. So God did not create us to have experiences. He created us to be an experience ourselves. Hello? Is somebody hearing me? He created us to be an experience that you will so much show forth the glory. You show so much bear the glory that an encounter with you will let people know that they have met God in an earthen vessel. Are you with me? By everything that has been stated previously. Amen. We are not supposed to just carry his presence. We are his presence. We are his presence. You get into a place and solutions come. You walk into a place, you know. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. We have so much power, so much invested in us by God. It is a crime punishable by death if you fail to carry it out. To fail to live the life God has ordained for you to live. As a teacher, before I retire, there is something they usually do. I don't know whether your teachers used to do. You come to work by 8 o'clock, you write 7:30. The person that came at 8:10, we write 7:31. The person that came at 8:30, we write 7:32. That's how they used to write it, with about 0.5 or 1 minute. When I was still in the teaching profession, when I get there, they tell me not to sign before they come. Miss Ologunde, please hold on. Oh, let us come before you sign. Because if I get to work by 9:30, I will sign 9:30. Let the man from ministry come. I will explain myself. When I went to a college of education. When I was in college of education, you know, something happened. They used to have teaching practice. How many of us, do you have that here? This in the education? Yeah. teaching practice. So I went for my teaching practice, the final teaching practice before graduation, and I had it in Ibadan. I was faithful to everything that I needed to do. But one faithful Friday, some other colleagues of mine, they were leaving school. You know, when you teach, you don't have a particular period, you just go. But that faithful Friday, I just looked around 11:30, 12. And normally Friday, school closes by 1, right? And I said, the day is fast spent. No supervisor is coming from Ilesha. I went to College of Education in Ilesha. And that was how I packed my load and left the school. As I got to the junction of my house, I saw the vehicle of my supervisor passing. I said, yes, Yemi, you are done for. By the time I got to school the following day, my teacher, the teacher that was supervising me, said, your supervisor came, blah, 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 blah. We told him that you were sick. We told him that this was wrong with you. This was wrong. I said, no, I just decided to go home. He said, you should meet him. I couldn't tell my parents. Immediately, I took the next vehicle on Monday morning to Ilesha. And he happened to be the HOD of my department. By the time I entered his office, he said, so it is you. I said, yes, sir. So what really happened? I said, sir, I was not sick. Nothing was wrong with me. I just felt tired and I felt nobody will come again and I went home. I said it as it was. Let heaven come. What if Jesus came at that particular point in time? I said this as it, and he looked, do you know, I will never forget. He looked at me, smiled. I said, I knew you would tell the truth. Go back and sin no more. And that was the end. What ordinarily I would have had a carryover, second semester. A year carryover for. And because of that singular event, that man granted me a favor that he has never granted anybody before. You live it. You don't just have the experience. Hey, I came to the presence of God and I am shaking. They laid hands on you and you fell on. No. It's not that you have the experience. You become the experience. Praise the Lord. Things are not going okay. You get there and the atmosphere change. That is the glory that you carry. That is the glory of God upon you. That is what God wants you to manifest. He wants you to be his representative. Where there is loss, go and tell them there is abundance. Where there is failure, I have ordained you to tell them that success is coming. Where there is downfall, go there and by my command, just lift them up. Isn't that wonderful? A deputy God. The Bible says, ye are gods. Second in command, so to say. Praise the name of the Lord. So we don't just read the word. I'm still coming back to that verse. We don't just read the word. We just don't hear the word. We don't just speak the word. We are the word. We should be the word. Everything, when you open your mouth, let it be that it is seasoned with salt. Let it be that it ministers grace to those who are hearing it. Did you hear what I just said? It is not just reading the word. Some of us have read our Bible from quali to quali. The Bible is tearing. Somebody told me, I read it every time, I don't understand. That's why as mothers and fathers too, we give enough chance for our children to know the Lord. We just don't call them in the morning. In the morning, early in the morning, in the morning. You are sleeping. Open your eyes and pray. I will rise and praise the Lord in the morning. Some of them will religiously follow everything, but when they are on their own, they are not drinking. You know yourself. The Lord has delivered you in Jesus' name. So you just don't read the word. You just don't hear the word as you are hearing now. You just don't write and scribble. You just don't speak it. You are it. You be it. The word and you become inseparable. That is the kind of thing God wants you to do. That is the glory that should be oozing out of your life. You ooze Christ. Hallelujah. Do you know what it means to ooze? Somebody passes before you and you smell an odor. You ooze Christ. You smell Christ. You emanate Christ. You become the fragrance of Christ. Ask me the name of the perfume that I use. Christ Dior. Have you seen it in the market before? It's not the kind of perfume that you will just smell and go away. You will smell and fall under the anointing. The kind of perfume that they will smell and demons will be carrying. Who is carrying this perfume? It's not the expensive perfume. You're wasting money. You just don't perfume your body. You carry the perfume in your spirit. It's called Christ Dior. When you leave this place, look for the perfume. And as a matter of fact, it's free of charge. It's not expensive. Amen. It's the most expensive perfume out there. It cannot be quantified with anything. Have you ever seen a perfume that healed the sick? Eh? That is the kind of perfume. That's the kind of glory you carry. That's the kind of ability that God has given you. That is what God is looking at. When God looks at you, he wants to see himself. Hello? Turn to your neighbor and say, God wants to see himself in you. Amen. Have you ever seen a perfume that raised the dead? You need to ask Lydia, the woman with the issue of blood. Praise the name of the... Ask Lydia, rather. Then ask that woman with the issue of blood. She smelled the perfume of Jesus, touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed. Praise God. So can I have that verse, please? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. My time is up and I'm rounding up. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 27. Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you, sir. Praise the name of the Lord. God decidedly chose the weak things to confound those who think they are strong. He chose the foolish things to confound those who are wise. What kind of qualification do you have that qualifies you to carry his glory? What is it that you have done? How good are you? How beautiful are you? A lady came to me sometime years ago and said, Mommy, men are always disturbing me because I'm beautiful. I said, who told you you are beautiful? Who told you you are beautiful? Because no matter how beautiful you are, you have somebody that is more beautiful than you. No matter how good you are, you have somebody that qualifies more than you. But God decidedly chose you to carry that glory. He decidedly chose you to be that glory. He actually knew that he needed a relationship with you like the spoken word. And he brought you here at a time like this for a reason, for a specific purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. We are the original. You carry the original, not the fake. So to try to be a fake is ingratitude and insolence. Praise the name of the Lord. So believe it or not, there is nothing like old school about God. God is always current. The principles remain the same. It is some of the patterns that can change. His principles remain the same. Whatever the Lord does stands forever. That's what the Bible says. And when he's talking about us, living one, a life of holiness, a call unto holiness, and the other one to carry it glory. It means you wait in his presence, stay in his presence, and go out, radiating what he has imparted upon you. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you are here, you have never sought it. You are here, you have never thought about it in that angle. With what has been preached to us, first of all, the foundation that has been laid, and what I've said about it, you need to pick yourself up and do what it needs you need, what you need to do. Everything you need to fulfill. Is it the presence of God that you need to stay more? Do you need to linger more under him? Do you need to study more? Do you need to pray more? Do you need to be more? This is the time that God is calling you to do that. That don't lose your glory. Don't trade this glory. The devil is mad. Let me just conclude by this. Sometimes ago, I just got exposed to this. You know, there was Adam and Eve in the garden, and Adam was the first man. And Eve had access to the garden, like that he was saying. And the devil had access to Eve. He was talking about not being where you are not supposed to be. She went beyond her boundary, had a contact with the devil. And what happened? Her glory was taken away. Not hers alone, but that of her husband. She got herself into what you call wahala for life because of that singular action. But do you know that in the New Testament, we are the bride of Christ? We have become his Eve. We have become his wife. Or you don't know that? We have become his wife, sons and daughters. And what is the devil trying to do now? The same thing he did for Eve. Lure you to the tree to take the forbidden fruit. Why? So that he can steal your glory. So that he can steal what you have. Have you ever asked yourself, why those who do rituals, ladies, usually use ladies? Or you don't know? Or am I wrong? Is that not what is normally done? Eh? That's what you just see. There's something there. It's like the devil is just after this bride. This glory is blinding him and he wants to take it. So the more you sway to his side, the more you lose the glory that you have. The more you stay in his presence, the more the glory comes upon you. Such that, yes, everybody will know that you carry God. Though you are an inanimate vessel, there is something about you. Let me tell you loud and clear. It is not in your makeup. It is not in your dressing. It is not in your ear cords. It is not in your six packs. It is something that you carry inside that cannot be seen outside. Let's bow down our heads and begin to pray. Can you just begin to pray for yourself where you are and ask God, Lord, if I have lost this glory, you know whether you have lost it, whether you are losing it, whether you are swerving, whether you are shifting to where you are not supposed to be. Can you just begin to ask God for mercy? God has called you here to set you up for good, to set you up for a change, so that the glory of God over your life will not be lost, so that the glory that you carry will not diminish. Ask God to show you mercy and visit you again. Ask that he will restore the lost glory. Can you pray that prayer? That God will restore the lost glory. Some of us were very, very active. We are always charged up. But one way or the other, things are getting bad. We are not just what we used to be. And you know, don't allow it to slide. Sincerely open your mouth and ask God, Lord, restore me. Restore the lost glory. Those of us that, maybe you are in the choir ministry, you take the microphone, you lead a song, and the power of God comes down, such that even the minister will not need to pray. He will just follow into that glory that has descended and minister. But all of a sudden, something has happened. I've been there. I know what it is. Until I discovered that it was not in the voice. It was not in the skill. It was inside. It was inside. There was something inside that I lost. And I had to go back to search for it. Ask that the Lord will restore that which you have lost. Ask that he will open your eyes to see what you need to see. To go the way he wants you to go. Is somebody praying this morning? Let's just spend the next 2 minutes again. I want you to pray. Pray for yourself. Lord, every glory that I have lost, forgive me. If there's anything you need to repent of, if there's anything you specifically need to mention to God, God, I did this. I went where I wasn't supposed to go to. I walked in the counsel of your godly. Have mercy on me. And please restore that which I have lost. And make me radiate the glory again. Take me back, like that old song, to the place where I first received you. Can we just sing this song? You unravel me in a few minutes with your melody. Do we know the song? You surround me with the song of deliverance for my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of God. Can you say it and say it with all confidence? I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of God. Just sing it loud. Lift up your voice. Make it a confession. I'm no longer a slave. I carry the glory of God. I am a child. sing it two more times. I'm no longer.
I am a child of God.
With permission from the pastors, can I make an altar call, please? Please, if there's anybody here, every head bow, every eye closed. We are together. We are children of the living God. We're not hiding anything from one another. I just told you of my own experience. I was born again. I was spirit-filled. But I swayed away from that which I carry. I swayed away from the glory that came from the beginning. I forgot about it. I dealt my hand long ago, years ago, while I was in school, while I was just like you. I went into things I should not go to. I craved the world. I desired the feeling. I wanted the experience that these people were having. And I thought that church is dull, man. Church is dull. Church is dull. I want something more. I didn't know that every more was inside God. I didn't know that every more was in the church. I didn't know that God has put me in a place where every need is met. And I swayed. I left, but by His mercy, He reached out to me. If you know that you are swerving, I'm not saying any particular sin, but I know, you know within yourself that you are swerved, you have wavered. I want you to come out and let's pray together. God bless you, my brother. Just come out and let's pray together. God has intentionally brought you here today because the devil is for your glory. He has seen ahead. You have not seen anything, but He wants what you have. And in the name that is above every other name, He's not going to get it, because you are here at a time like this, because you have chosen to come, because you are here in the presence of God. That glory that has been lost, that sensitivity that has been lost, you are getting it back. Cry to God as you are coming out. There are more people in the congregation. Don't miss your time of visitation. Don't miss this time of visitation. Don't miss this time of visitation. Don't miss this time of visitation. I'm going to sing that song one more time. I don't know. I just feel in my spirit that God is setting some people up today. He is intentionally setting you up. Calling you to Himself. You surrounded me with your melody. You surround me with a song. I'm just giving us time of deliverance. If you want to come out, you can come out quick. For my enemies, till all my fears are gone. Say, I'm no longer. You need to shut the door to something and open the door to glory. Shut the door to what is stealing it from you and open the door. I don't want to know. See, I was the choir leader. I was the worship leader. But I had that experience. And my life never remained the same. Forget about the post that you carry and just hand it over to Him. And say, Lord, I need the glory. Shout and tell, if you are coming out, I'm in the glory. Ask God to return that glory that you have lost. That is your Lord. Okay, can you come up, please? Ask God to restore that which you have lost. Ask Him to restore that which you have lost.
I'm no longer a slave
to sin. I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Do you know that even as pastor's children, there was a time my children told me and said, it's difficult being a pastor's child, because you are just expected to behave. You just do things mechanically, not knowing that deep inside you need to have a personal relationship. I want you to connect something that you will never forget today. You will connect yourself to a life wire that you will never be delivered of. You will just be there. You will stay in His presence. Change from one level of glory to the other. We give a final call this afternoon before Daddy prays for us. If you are still there seated, can you just come out? Forget about the gift. Forget about the ability and just surrender to God and receive the glory. God bless you as you are coming. Surrender to Him and receive the glory. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we worship you. Those of you in the front, can you just lift up your hands to God?
Father, we are grateful for this word you have sent into our lives. Thank you for this change we have experienced on the inside. Lord, we lay our lives before you. We have come the way we are. Receive us in the name of Jesus. Forgive us our sins, the errors of the past. Lord, today, forgive us and cleanse us in the name of Jesus. We receive your mercy. We receive your forgiveness. Lord, we receive a change of life. We will not go back to our vomit. Lord, keep us holy. We receive grace to be holy. We receive grace to keep ourselves pure. Thank you, our Father. We give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name we have prayed. All right, before you go to your seats, just turn to your right and follow me.